Hello and welcome to this week's edition of The Organist on Cause. I'm Chris Borg, standing in for Damon this week, and you may have noticed that there was something a little bit different about the signature tune. It was being played back in 1937 by Quentin McLean, one of this country's pioneering theatre organists, and for my money, one of the greatest and the most dazzlingly brilliant of them all. McLean studied organ in pre-First World War Germany, where he was commended for his outstanding musicianship, and he entered the cinema world when he returned to the UK after being interned during the 1914-18 war. Here he is during one of his first high-profile residencies at the Compton Organ of the Shepherd's Bush Pavilion, and he's at the console in February 1928 to play four hit songs: Dancing Tambourine, Just a Memory, Dear on a Night Like This, and Barbara. Quentin McLean at Shepherd's Bush, and I think that recording illustrated his ability to create dance band-like sounds, notwithstanding the rather twittery 1920s style tremulence that that instrument had. Now, Mac's success saw him asked to design the ultimate silent film organ for the new Regal at Marble Arch, which in the end opened with a talking picture in 1928. He's at the console of his creation, the outstanding 4-manual 36-rank Christie, Europe's biggest theatre organ, and he's playing in the following year, and this is a piece that he co-wrote with conductor Louis Levy for a film called High Treason. It's called There's Nothing New in Love. I've always thought that amongst the most distinctive hallmarks of Quentin McLean's playing are his subtlety and his inventiveness, and both of them are on full display here in a recording made in January 1930. The tune is Lily of Laguna, a music hall number, and Mac turns this into a little masterpiece of registration and refinement. Sit back and enjoy this beautiful piece of playing. Like the Shepherd's Bush Pavilion, the Regal Marble Arch had its own orchestra in its early years, and as well as being an assistant to McLean, Sidney Torch was the pianist in that orchestra. This next piece was Torch's first big arrangement, and it's a rip-roaring selection from the King of Jazz, with McLean and Emmanuel Starkey's musicians combining to create a glorious and exhilarating burst of sound. Thank you. thoroughly uplifting period piece there from Quentin MacLean and Emmanuel Starkey's orchestra at the Regal Marble Arch. In 1930, entrepreneurs the Hyams brothers lured MacLean from the West End to the rather more no-frills environment of Elephant and Castle in South London, where he became a huge favourite at their spectacular Trocadero. Here he is showing his skills as an accompanist. The vocalist is Dan Donovan, the tune is a pop called It Was So Beautiful, and again the craftsmanship of Mac's work is a joy to listen to, pointing the lyrics and enhancing the mood of this 1932 tune.
Night time found us, happiness around us, church bells ringing, day is done, they'll be ringing when we're one. Evening's blessing, you and I caressing, music, moonlight, melody, only there for you and me. So beautiful, so wonderful, so gorgeous, so divine, and you were mine, and you were mine. It was so beautiful, so marvelous, the stars above us shone, we were alone, we were alone. The time was right, the moon was low, I held you tight, how could I let you go? It was so beautiful, so wonderful, so gorgeous, so divine, and you were mine, and you were mine. So wonderful, so gorgeous, so divine, and you are mine, and you are mine.
Talking of mood, it's here in abundance in an unusual descriptive piece that Mac recorded in 1933. His orchestral thinking and his creative use of the solo voices of the Wurlitzer are to the fore in An Eastern Romance.
Thank you.
Mood music there from Quentin MacLean with an Eastern Romance. Now MacLean broadcast weekly from the Trocadero, and this next recording is a rare survivor of one of those shows. It's an absolute joy of a romp through Says My Heart, with Mac letting his hair down to great effect and not holding back in any way, shape or form. All sorts of things going on over the air there, with Quentin MacLean playing Says My Heart. Now our final recording of Mac at the Troc showcases his brilliance as an orchestral musician. It's the Waltz of the Flowers from Tchaikovsky's Nutcracker Suite, and it's beautifully and faithfully played. Thoughtful registrations, immaculate technique, beautiful musicianship are there in abundance, and they really are the calling cards of the great Quentin MacLean.
Thank you.
music of Tchaikovsky, wonderfully brought to life by Mac at the Troc. In September 1939, he and his wife were on their way to a holiday in Canada when war was declared, and having been interned between 1914 and 1918, Mac decided that they should stay where they were. He got his final theatre job at Shays in Toronto, where we hear him at work in 1941. This is a piece he actually recorded at the Troc a few years earlier, but he's playing it over the air on this occasion. So here, in all its finger-busting glory, is The Merrymaker's Dance from Nell Gwynn, written by Edward German. So, as Quentin MacLean signs off from Shays Theatre in Toronto, it's time for me to do the same. I hope you've all enjoyed this half hour in the company of Mac, a true legend of the theatre organ world, and I hope to join you again soon. Thanks very much for listening, and goodbye.